There are some people here who will tell you that buried deep in that stupa is a fragment of the Buddha's bone. Now, I'm not certain we're ever actually going to be able to prove that, but what is sure is that this is the biggest stupa in the whole of the Nepal and one of the largest in the world. And it is immensely impressive, but do you know what's significant about it? Actually, it's not how it looks, but what it means. Because this was built to represent something very special. For the men who created this, this was nothing less than an incarnation of the Buddha's mind.
The symbol of those stupas is very interesting because it takes the elements of earth, water, fire, wind, and space, you know, different shapes that represent those, and they put them in a kind of ideal aesthetic form. And so the idea is that the Buddha's mind is the awareness that the universe is the ideal environment for a human being to achieve freedom from suffering.
Around the Buddha gathered men who shared with him a common vision and goal. Gradually, this group came to be a formalized community, a body that took its name from the old aristocratic councils of the day, the Sangha. The Buddhist Sangha became a monastic tradition, comprising ordained monks and nuns, and it's one of the three jewels of Buddhism.